Also here in Washington, a closely divided Supreme Court has ruled that a federal law banning sex discrimination in public education also protects those who report discrimination. By a 5-4 vote, the court ruled in favor of a high school coach who was fired after complaining about inferior treatment for girls' sports. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Roderick Jackson was a respected teacher and winning basketball coach in Birmingham, Alabama, when he lost his coaching job. He was fired, he says, because he complained to supervisors that the girls' teams he coached had to play in an unheated, rickety old gym, while the boys' teams played in a new gym. He complained about inferior equipment for the girls, and he complained when the school board, to save money, eliminated the winning girls' junior varsity team, but not the losing boys' junior varsity. Jackson, a 39-year-old Army Reserve veteran with a master's degree, says he complained through the chain of command.
I was just told to play ball. You make problems for yourself.
Jackson suddenly saw his job evaluations begin to plummet, and finally he was dismissed from his coaching job.
I received a letter saying I was fired, and it's a real, it's a devastating feeling, and even my players, you know, around the school were talking about coaches being let go.
Jackson challenged the firing in court, contending it was retaliation for his trying to force the school board to live up to the federal law's mandate for equal treatment of boys and girls. He lost. A federal appeals court in Atlanta, in a break with decades of contrary other lower court rulings, ruled that the federal law barring gender discrimination in federally funded public education does not authorize retaliation lawsuits for those who report alleged violations. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the lower court judgment in a stinging opinion authored by Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Congress, she said, enacted the provision known as Title IX to ensure that taxpayer dollars are not used to fund discriminatory practices, and in addition to provide individual citizens effective protection against those practices. If retaliation were permitted, she said, the law's enforcement scheme would simply unravel with witnesses intimidated into silence and discrimination allowed to fester. Retaliation, said O'Connor, in a case like this, is gender-based discrimination. By definition, retaliation is an intentional act that subjects a person to differential treatment. It doesn't matter that Coach Jackson was not himself deprived of rights because of his gender, said Justice O'Connor, just as it has not mattered in past cases when a white person is discriminated against for standing up for the rights of African Americans. A reasonable school board, she concluded, would realize that institutions cannot cover up gender discrimination by means of discriminatory retaliation. Joining O'Connor in the majority were Justices Stevens, Ginsburg, Souter, and Breyer. Writing for the four dissenters, Justice Clarence Thomas accused the court majority of creating an enforcement mechanism out of whole cloth and substituting its policy judgment for that of Congress. Joining Thomas were Justices Scalia, Kennedy, and Chief Justice Rehnquist. Word of yesterday's ruling reached Coach Jackson while he was teaching a class.
It was breathtaking news.
His team, he said, was ecstatic.
I basically pulled them all into like a huddle, and I just told them I wanted them to hear from me that we won the case, and I emphasize we because they were at the heart of the fight, themselves and the young ladies before them, and certainly the young ladies to follow.
Jackson's case will now go back to Alabama for trial or very possibly an out-of-court settlement with a chastened school board. After all, there never was much money at stake here. Back pay for 2.5 years of coaching duties, probably less than $10,000. Coach Jackson.
It wasn't about money. It was about standing up for the young ladies who only wanted a level playing field.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.